have been meditating since Sunday 2020. I heard about this book called The Mind Illuminated by Tsui Asai. I have been meditating based on it.
Speak slowly. I mean, and come a bit closer. First of all, I have to get used to your accent. So, how do you know about this place?
I was searching for monasteries to meditate in Thailand, and someone linked this monastery's website in Reddit. So that's how I have found out.
Oh, somebody linked this website.
Yes.
Just a moment. Everything is for the monks and for the lay people, you know, that this other people. Keep it for Karavata, right? For the month and the next. Okay. I don't want anything. So you meditated, you know, since 2020?
Yes, January 2020. Mm. I meditate 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the evening.
Mm. And what meditation you use?
I use the breath sensation at the nose.
Around the nose, yeah? Know that the breath goes in, know that the breath goes out, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And did you get some calm?
Excuse me?
Did you get some calm?
Calmness, yes. Yes, sometimes I get calmness, sometimes I get drowsiness, sometimes it's restlessness.
Okay. Yeah. So we have to fight with restlessness. Restlessness means, you know, I mean, your concentration is gone. Yeah. Boredom or drowsiness also means, you know, you get calm and you tend to go to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have to look, you know, to look for these points. Yeah. Once the mind gets calm, it always wants to go to sleep because it's used to. So we have to watch this point, you know, and say, no, I don't want to go to sleep.
Yes, I have learned to. Not to fall asleep, but I do get the dullness.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. Also, before you get drowsy, you have to. There's a point where you get drowsy.
Exactly.
You have to watch. You have to watch extremely carefully. Once the mind gets calm, then it normally, you know, switches. You know, switches to sleep and or drowsiness or whatever. It's always losing the interest. Yeah. The interest in the Buddha, the interest in the breath. Pastor, what is that? And how old are you?
I'm 32 right now.
32?
Yes.
And what kind of work did you do?
Work? I worked in the Philippines in a call center.
In the Philippines?
Yes, my customers were in Finland, but I worked remotely from the Philippines.
Customers of what?
IT support. I gave IT support for
IT support.
Finnish companies.
Okay. What is this, you, Katil? You have second thoughts?
No. I have more thoughts about what I can do as a monk, you know, and what I can't do, stuff like that. So I have like this really good friend, like kind of, I think the word is Halimaya Mita.
Yeah.
And he's an old monk. I mean, he's like 80 now, you know.
He's 80?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
In Ho Pa Nang.
What?
Ho Pa Nang. Okay, near Surinami. And he was a monk with Bhikkhu Buddhadasa in his 70s. Why do you have that reaction?
I met so many monks from Buddhadasa, and, you know, I mean, Buddhadasa was not well respected here in Thailand.
I read about a few of his stories. He's pretty,
he was completely crazy about, you know, this Pachita Samuppada that happens in this moment. I mean, all the Kuba chants, you know, the well-known Kuba chants, you know, condemnated him for that, yeah?
Oh.
He said, you know, I mean, his teaching is completely wrong. It has nothing to do with the Buddha's teaching. And the Western disciples that I met from him, you know, I mean, they were all...
I never heard that before. I usually thought Buddhadasa was like kind of revered or something.
Yeah, I mean, he was revered by the lay people and by Westerners, yeah? Because, I mean, he was talking, you know, in a way that Westerners could understand, you know? But he confused them completely, yeah? You know, the Kuba Achans here in Thailand, you know, they condemned him, you know, for teaching wrong things.
What's the mistake in the Pachisamapa? Like,
he said it happened within this one moment.
Oh, really?
Birth and death, you know, and rebirth, you know, happens within this moment. There is no next life and there is no previous life. And that is completely against the Buddha's teaching.
Yeah, that's how actually I've come to understand or I've been taught that rebirth is happening when Kaya comes at the point of contact. And you give into it, and then you become into a new mind state. Over.
Yeah, I mean that's a completely wrong. Yeah. I mean there was a previous life, you know. I mean look at this, you know. I mean look at you know Limpumman, and he said, you know. I mean he already practiced 90 eons towards the Buddhahood, you know, and there are 90 more eons where he has to practice towards it, you know, to become a Buddha, you know. So I mean he gives up because it's too much to come. And one eon is one uncountable time. In order to become an arahant, you have to practice for eons as well. So, I mean, there is no this moment and next moment, you know. And what is happening after death, you know? Where are the ghosts, you know, the devas and things like that, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, so he was, you know, he was confusing, you know. I mean,
I don't know what to dig, okay. Well, I have, one of the questions is, or one of the advices he gives me is to, he would like me to kind of hang out, I suppose is the word, with older, he keeps saying, stay away from Western monks and go live with older Thai monks or something like that, senior monks. And, I said, in Wapu Canton, there is no Thai monks right now. And I don't know, for me, if I ordain,
yeah.
What that period of time is like that I can, for example, if, let's say I wanted to go to a Thai wat, is it like 5 years in a full stretch that I stay
yeah.
at wat? Yeah?
Yeah. 5 years you stay in the monastery unless, you know, the Ajahn gives you permission to go from there.
Which is,
yeah.
Yeah. And that's like on the basis of me being like developed.
And yeah, I mean, if you want to travel, you may especially travel alone. You have to have all the 227 rules interest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to know how to behave, and if I mean, looking at myself, you know, I mean, even with 5 months, I was not really sure how to behave towards lay people. Yeah.
Hmm.
It is, you know, I mean, you have to follow so many rules at that time, you know, when you're in contact with lay people. Yeah? When you're in a monastery, everything is fine, you're protected. Yeah.
Probably good to go with someone, I suppose.
Yeah, go with someone, you know, I mean, if you go with a teacher, you know, and then you just observe, you know, how he's behaving, you know, and how he's doing these things, and now then it's just good.
Yeah.
I mean, what he says, you know, being this older Thai bhikkhus, you know, I mean...
Thai monks, older Thai monks, senior
yeah,
monks.
Bhikkhus.
Yeah,
it's the same. Older Thai monks, you know, I mean, all senior monks, yes. Yeah. That cannot be helped. That can be helpful, it cannot be helpful. Yeah. They have to be experienced meditation teachers. Yeah? And they can be younger. So, I mean, just to be, you know, I know a lot of old monks, you know, who don't know anything. Thai monks. Yeah? So, I mean, just this advice, you know, is not correct. If he says, you know, go and stay with Thai Kuba Achans, you know, I mean, Achans, you know, who have some, who are well known, like Ajahn Dan, you know, or Ajahn... One Chai, you know, or Impu Chanwin, then it is a story. But just to stay with older monks, you know, I mean, Yeah.
It says it rubs off when you're it rubs off on you in a way, like just seeing them and understanding and looking and stuff like that. You know. Of course, speaking Thai would be helpful. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you have to speak Thai.
Yeah. Okay, and one last thing is, like, if I'm a monk,
yeah,
and I know here, one of the first things I asked him was about tambun,
yeah,
in a way, or stuff like that, or wanting to do something.
Yeah.
If I'm a monk, and I have, like, this sense of, let's say I want to, like, I don't know, make a video or something like that, or, I don't know, like, do something on websites or stuff like that, or this kind of...
Not way. Yet. Wait until you have five pancha.
Five pancha.
Yeah. I mean, it is a tough training, yeah?
Yeah.
And then some of your ideas might completely change. And in 5 years, there might be no internet anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to predict now with AI and stuff, but I mean, I don't know, yeah. I just have this sense of, like, sometimes I just feel like...
Do the practice. This is the most merit you can do. There's no bigger merit than, you know, I mean, fighting the kilesas.
Yeah.
And then sharing the merit of your practice with your parents and your friends.
That's the power, yeah. Like, the more I feel like, wow, this freedom feeling, like, I feel like doing something with it a lot.
Yeah, you can share the merit of your practice with your parents, right? Yeah. And your friends or whoever you want, you know. I mean, this is also tambun. Huh? I mean, there are so many.
Yeah.
When I ordained, or when I think it might have still be in England, huh? I saw a book, you know, from somebody. I stayed in a cave for 12 years, yeah? And then he had to write a book, yeah? And I said, you didn't learn anything in this 12 years. Yeah? My experience, you know? Yeah? My experience in the cave. Yeah? What is this? Why do I have to tell the whole world about it?
Like
do you know, arahants never tell their stories, you know, unless you press them.
But like, if you're, like, you know, like, having some kind of, like, I don't know, when I think about, like, having a positive impact in some way, but understanding what that even means, what positive...
Yeah.
That's the part I kind of drives me a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, you have a positive impact if you change.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at temples where arahants or famous arahants live, you know, you feel the energy. That is the impact of your practice. Don't think in the Western way. This is the Western way, you know. I mean, give out. No. Be an example to others, yeah? But, you know, the Westerners, you know, are just like preachers. Preaching others, yeah? Never preaching themselves. And the best example, you know, some of the Buddha suttas, you know, I mean, this monk who was just sitting there, you know, I mean, was such a big example for so many other people. He didn't say a word. He was just sitting there, yeah? In complete solitude, in complete peacefulness. And when the people passed by, I want to be like it. That is the way how we teach as Buddhists. Huh? Let the people come, yeah? Not go out to the people. And that is very difficult for Westerners. Because they are outgoing, yeah?
Yeah.
That extroverted, not introverted. And this you have to cut off.
Yeah,
I mean, reflect about it, yeah? Yeah? I mean, how much impact has a preacher, yeah? In the West, yeah? I mean, you are Catholic, you know, brought up Catholic.
Yeah.
I mean, how much, you know? You listen and you forget, yeah? But if somebody is an example, yeah? I mean, Jesus was an example, yeah? And he didn't talk very much. He showed people, yeah?
It's like the student, yeah, you see it in myself and then part.
You develop yourself, and you know, whatever you develop within your heart will shine through, and other people will recognize it. Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. Yeah? If you develop very well, you know, and you see, you know, people come. Yeah? Even if you disappear, people will come. Yeah? They're attracted towards it. Yeah? You don't have to do anything.
Yeah?
You don't have to spread, well, I am, you know, I'm the big, yeah. I'm the big shot, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that is difficult to learn, yeah. Especially for us Westerners, yeah. We always wonder, oh, you know, I had a meditation course for 10 days, and I experienced this, and I experienced that. Oh, look at me.
Yeah.
And that is some of the talk that is going down on there. Yeah? All bullshit. All, you know, Lord Buddha said animal talk. Yeah?
Yeah, definitely would like to reflect on that.
Yeah.
But please. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Guru.
Okay, John. You leave your brother behind?
For now. Yeah. Okay. I'm so happy to see him happy, and he's had this clarity for months, and here he is.
Ooh,
and
okay.
That boy knows how to follow his heart.
Yeah. Very few people can. First of all, most of the people don't even know what their hearts are.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it is for some people who know what they are, it's still too difficult to follow them.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, have a nice trip back home.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm filled with gratitude for my time here, for
yeah,
you,
welcome.
For this community inside, and that you've connected outside.
Mm.
It inspires me a lot to go back and continue giving in my community. And so, thank you.
Just be reminded of the words I just said, you know?
Yes.
Be.
Yes.
Don't preach.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
The one with lots of questions, huh?
Father John. First, I think I'd like to ask if there's a possibility for me to extend. I mean, I'm approaching my third week, but I wanted to get your permission first before I start asking, like, how can I do the visa extension and everything.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
And
you can stay here on. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is a very important week for me because I feel like for the first 2 weeks, I've been struggling to get into momentum and
yeah.
To be truthful, like the practice, like I know we are need to meet at least 10 hours, like even the quality of my medication isn't there, so I
doesn't matter. It does not matter. The only thing that matters, am I with my Buddha or am I with my breath or not? How the quality is, you cannot change the quality.
I think when I refer to quality, I mean like even like this simple stuff like the good dough and
yeah.
I've been getting. And I think that I've been reflecting and...
That's it. Okay, so...
So to continue, so the quality I meant was like even the fundamentals, like the Buddha, like the process during the meditation is
yeah.
there. And I've been looking at it and I feel like maybe there is some kind of dissatisfaction. And I think maybe it starts off like right in the morning, for
yeah.
example. like when I observe certain things, like maybe certain people do, and then I feel like
yeah,
I feel like why can't sometimes people be more conscious, like when they're taking off food, and
so don't worry about other people, worry about yourself.
Okay, so then that means like I don't even try to be a busybody or like to look anywhere, just always
just do your things. Yeah. Just do your things, you know. I mean, if you stay longer than 3 weeks, you know, then the monks will ask you to do some more chores, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know like, you mentioned that you don't like anger, some form of anger to be expressed, but I feel like there's this,
Where is the anger coming from? That's where you have to look.
Mm. Yeah, I think it boils down to maybe the over-controlling personality of me.
First of all, you're over-controlling, and second of all, whatever you see that you don't like is within yourself and you don't want to look. The other people are just a mirror of yourself. Whatever you don't like in the other people, you can find within your own heart. But you don't want to see it, that's why you see it in other people. And that's why, yeah? That's why you get angry at other people. How can they be like this? You are yourself like this.
So doing this, some soul searching.
I mean, letting anger out is not, you know, I mean, no matter who it is, you know, it is not okay, not good.
Okay.
Dealing with the anger, that's what we learn here.
So in that sense, should I? There needs to be acceptance, truth. So I shouldn't, if there's a sense, I shouldn't be like, there's a feeling, buddho. Instead, I should investigate.
Yeah, I mean, about, you know, anger, you should investigate, yeah? Where it's coming from, yeah? Look within yourself, yeah?
Okay. And, last question is, in terms of reflection, if you are reflecting, non-specifically during the daily reflection, at the end of the day, is it okay or is it just the kalisa making you go through the thinking process? Like, does it have to be a specific moment that you do the daily reflection?
And I say the best thing to do the daily reflection after you calm your mind, yeah? After you do samatha, you know, and you feel your mind is calm, then do the daily reflection, yeah? And don't think about it, just observe. Just ask the question, what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories, what kind of feeling, what kind of action, and then go to the next. Don't judge it. Don't say it was good or was bad or why did I do this? Don't. Just know what was happening.
Okay, and one last question. Regarding this daily reflection, we are reflecting based on the citta, right? So we are letting the citta know. So in that sense, if we are letting the citta know, is it similar to meditation? Like, is there a requirement where it's better to actually do get the mind quieter, like closer to samatha, before you do this daily reflection, or is it okay to start daily reflection right
from I just answered this question. I just said, you know, before you do the, you know, you asked it before, and I said, before you do the daily reflection, you know, do some calm meditation. Huh? I mean, you have to clean your ears, you know?
That's it. Thank you.
What is?
If I saw some, monk doing wrong things, should I let them know or just?
No.
Because I get angry when.
Yeah, because you easily get angry, you know. That's why you don't even look what other people are doing.
But, like when we are doing a forward, then a common thing and there are some.
I know it. I mean, everybody of us goes through the same thing.
Yeah, you know, we always get angry. And, it's very hard.
Why? You know, I mean, yes. But, you know, keep it within yourself, yeah? That's what I learned, you know. It was not easy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, why am I the only one who, yeah? No.
But now try to, I don't know because I only meet me and
cannot finish everything, and sometimes I also go because then I get angry and then I use this same thing to...
And you also know, you know? I mean, if you tell somebody else, you know, if you did something wrong, you know, this person will get angry, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And if somebody tells you that you did something wrong, you get angry, yeah? So, I mean, keep it for the moment, yeah?
Normally what I... If I can talk with friendly, normal, not the same time, later I because with kindness I would like to
explain. Yeah. With, you know, with kindness that is fine, you know, but wait, what did the Lord Buddha said? Wait 1 day or 2 days.
Yeah.
Before the anger subsides, yeah.
Yes,
because we actually, we are not angry at this person, we are angry at ourselves, yeah?
But it's our karma, and also we don't like to see things.
Yeah, we don't like to see in other people things that we have within ourselves, yeah?
I keep telling myself, if I see something wrong, it should be in me, so at least I should try to find
it. It is very difficult for us to admit that we are just the same way.
It's very when I get angry, I keep myself.
Okay.
And sometimes, Ajahn, these days, even while I do transformation, and a lot of images comes to my mind, I don't know, it's from the where I get these things, and sometimes things going to happen, or I feel like that something happening in some other place, so, but I don't try.
Don't pay any attention to it. Replace it. have an image, that you replace that image or replace it with a thought.
Okay.
With puto, and then the image is gone.
Yeah.
If it is an image, then it's something different. Yeah?
Yeah.
Then we see for a short moment something, you know, and most of the time we don't even know the meaning of it.
Yeah.
The meaning of it can become clear, you know, years and years after.
Yeah.
So, don't even want to speculate about it, yeah? Okay?
I heard that we are going outside.
I want to disappear from here.